I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center today, sun and clouds with less humidity and a high temperature in the mid-80s. It should be fairly comfortable. Today, a suspect is expected to make his first court appearance after police say he waved a gun at a store on the UNC Chapel Hill campus, forcing the university to go on its second lockdown in just over 2 weeks. Officers arrested 27-year-old Mikkel Harris yesterday afternoon. Two people were shot overnight on West Orange Street in Hillsboro. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene shortly after it happened around 10 o'clock last night. Crime tape shut down West Orange Street for about 5 hours. People who live there say the two people who were shot were taken to the hospital. This morning, the man charged with murdering Alicia Watts will be back in court in Montgomery County. James Dunmore was Watts' boyfriend. He could face life in prison without parole or the death penalty if he's convicted. Dunmore has been in jail since his first court appearance August 28th. And this morning, Democratic lawmakers in Raleigh will voice their concerns about the lack of a state budget 2 months after its due date. It comes after negotiations with state Republicans, or rather between state Republicans, broke down over video lottery and casino gambling. It's causing a delay in the entire budget being passed, and that affects Medicaid expansion and pay raises for state workers. That's a look at some of our top stories. I'm Brian Schrader.